This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
FBI has found, you're not going to believe this one, this just happened, another 650,000 emails. How do you get to 650? I think that's called the mother load. I think they found them all.
All right, so it's Donald Trump with 8 days to go before we elect another president. Donald Trump gloating and stomping on Hillary Clinton's head. That's where we begin. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The FBI gets a warrant to review emails from a laptop owned by the bumblehead idiot, former Congressman Anthony Weiner. I can't keep my mouth, my pants, or my emails shut. So, what a wild circus we are living in because of that Weiner and these emails. There could be something related to the previously closed investigation of Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information. And of course, if you don't know how to connect the dots, I'm going to connect them for you. You're sitting there. Maybe you just got done watching the Cubs who forced a game six to stay alive, going back to Cleveland 3-2, they trail the Indians, or the Dallas Cowboys in overtime beating the Philadelphia Eagles, or you're not even paying attention to sports, but you were snoozing and you just set the alarm to me, or you're watching me or listening to me at a different time of day. Anyway, the deal is with Weiner, in case you don't know. He is the estranged husband of longtime confidant Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin. The FBI Director James Comey announced late Friday that the Bureau had uncovered these emails that might be related to the investigation of Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Remember, after saying in July he wouldn't recommend criminal charges against her. So Attorney General Loretta Lynch had urged Comey not to announce the new review, saying it violated the Justice Department's policy of not interfering in elections. Touche, baby, because the cover is ripped off on this one. Like I said, I think one of the biggest, dumbest, dopiest things about the Clintons and the Democrats is they are so ignorant to the people around them. And I believe, as far as the whole email gaffe is concerned, the biggest deal is just the fact that they were arrogant about the whole thing in the first place. And if she had just gone the regular route and used protocol, they wouldn't be in this situation, at least with the emails. They wouldn't be in this Harry Caray situation with an election on the line. So there's early voting. Early voting has been huge. So many people are early voting. When I say huge, lines wrapped around buildings. It really warms my heart because that means people care. That means people give a damn and they're voting. I say this all the time on this show. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, please, peeps, vote. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, where you fall on the spectrum. We live, no matter how we argue and fight, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and boy, don't we want to keep it that way. The more people that get involved in the process and pay attention, the easier it will be to hold their feet to the fire. So we'll see where all of this goes. The Clinton people, of course, asked for more details. The Trump campaign praised Comey, and this is where we sit now at this point. Will it bring down the campaign? Don't know. The FBI got a warrant to see Huma the Huma Wiener emails, and then we go from there. 650,000. Not all, I guarantee, it's in the Clinton probe. I'm certain of that. But it just creates more tensions. No question about it. So the FBI agents apparently waited weeks to tell Comey of the new emails. There's some fury about how this was handled. Trump said it is dishonest when he talks about burying the FBI email case. The ex-assistant FBI director, Kallstrom, said the Clintons are a crime family. I mean, again, you could not write this stuff. You know about fact and fiction? Nutty. And what he said is, it's like an organized crime. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is a cesspool. The agents are furious with what's going on. I know it for a fact. So the problem is, the investigation was never a real investigation. That's the problem. They never had a grand jury impaneled. And the reason they never had a grand jury impaneled, I'm sure, is Loretta Lynch would not go along with this. This is Kallstrom saying it. So he said that, God forbid we put someone like that in the White House. What do you think? Will the emails bring down, in the end, will the emails bring down Hillary Clinton? Or is it just too late for that? And it's the same thing that we've been hearing. And in some cases, it falls on deaf ears or not. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people already know exactly how they're going to vote. But what's interesting is, if you look at the NBC, Wall Street Journal, Marist poll, Clinton and Trump are tied in Florida. If you look at the Washington Post poll, Trump actually surged within 1 point of Clinton. These numbers are very, to me, these numbers are very, very tight. Another poll shows Clinton up by 4 in Alaska. Here's what I say. When you're talking about 1 point, 2 point, 3 points, 4 points, come on. It's close. It's close until we know the results, even with the Electoral College. It couldn't be, in one way, it couldn't be more fascinating. It really could not be more fascinating. But it's just crazy, outrageous. The stupidity. I think the stupidity more than anything. Look, if you're Hillary Clinton, and granted, Huma Abedin has a ton of connections, knows how to raise money, is very, very high on the Democratic Party list, because behind the scenes, she knows how to do what you do in that position. But if you're Hillary Clinton and you have constant brushes with scandal, with Huma Abedin, whether it's just her husband or not, don't you have to say, listen, I don't want to do this, but I got to cut you loose, because there's too much baggage. It's too risky for me. So, of course, Wiener is separated from Huma Abedin. These sexually explicit messages could land him in prison with an underage girl. Who knows? They're looking into that. It just gets worse and worse for Wiener. They're saying he might have sexted with a 15-year-old girl. And, of course, what does Wiener say? He says the same crap he always says. I'm filled with regret and heartbroken for those that I have hurt. But is it a gain for Trump or not? You want to throw your thoughts in? You can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you're listening to me anytime during the day, you know you can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
At the strategy heading into the stretch drive point of this very long campaign season. We've been talking about this for 2 years, and frankly, I've been talking about Hillary Clinton for 2 years, and of course Donald Trump for at least a year and a half. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, and myself kept saying over and over again, this is who it's going to be, and so many people told us, no, it's not going to be them. Some people thought Hillary Clinton, but it's not going to be Donald Trump. It's going to be Ted Cruz, or it's going to be Marco Rubio, or it's going to be Ben Carson. Everybody was wrong. No, it was Donald Trump all along. But now it's interesting because in the long run, of course, it depends on what happens in this election. Let's just say if Trump does lose, if Trump loses, he wins because his status has been so elevated as the anti-Clintons, etc., almost like a different version of Rush Limbaugh. And I would assume, and I could tell you this if I was reading the tea leaves, Roger Ailes, his buddy who was bounced from Fox, will swoop in and they'll start a television network or radio network, most likely television, and do something that could counterbalance what's happening in the White House. And I guarantee that that would happen. I guarantee some sort of media venture, something would is in the cards for Trump if he does not become president. However, I would say you cannot throw up the white flag at this point because he absolutely still has a chance. Anybody who thinks Donald Trump doesn't have a chance is not paying attention, because he definitely has a chance. Definitely. The polls are very, very close. Looking at the Electoral College, looking at factors with these emails and whatnot, I would say that you betcha. I mean, you bet that it's not over yet. This isn't over. You know, it's like just watching tonight the sports analogies. I know they just keep coming because sports is like politics so much. So you can't count the Cubs out. They come back, they win by just a run. Cleveland has performed better, but now it goes to yet another game in that series. You look at the Eagles dominating, really, for most of the game, the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys come back and win it in overtime. And in the final analogy, I mean, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we are at the tail end of the marathon. It is far, far, far from over. So Anthony Weiner, who has self-destructed, such a maggot, has also a chance to self-destruct perhaps Hillary Clinton, because she had an 11-point lead in some cases. When you have double-digit leads in the polls, then you believe the polls. Because if you say, well, a couple of points here and there, and yeah, you can lead in the polls, and then it turns around in the last week, I get it. But 11-point slide is a lot. I mean, it's a lot. They are neck and neck. This is a horse race. That's why voting is so important. It is so, so important. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to just peruse the headlines as I was doing before I jumped on the air. In talking to a few people, I went and checked out papers from coast to coast. And, of course, the Clinton story is the big story heading into the week ahead. So, the LA Times, top story, FBI given warrant to examine newfound emails that could be related to Clinton investigation, and they say the agents stumbled across the emails when they were investigating former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who violated federal laws while exchanging sexually explicit texts with a 15-year-old girl. Nice. And they also have a piece where it talks about Harry Reid saying the FBI might have broken protocol because they're interfering, as you heard before, with the election. Here's how some of the other papers portrayed what's happening, and really Hillary Clinton in the emails is tops on everybody's radar, even in places like Chicago, where, of course, the Cubs are the number one story, staving off elimination in the World Series. But still, Hillary Clinton and this election looms large. Let me give you the Post headline. You know, they're always nasty. The Post did put the Cubs up and did say that they live another day and talked about the pitcher Aroldis Chapman to the limit to live another day. But then right beneath it, FBI racing to sift through Clinton emails before Election Day. I mean, how many FBI agents can sift through 650,000 emails? Really? You think? And then, right next to it, the secret forces that could lead to a Trump victory. And then the story, and it's all about this, then the story, Hillary only has herself to blame for the mess she's in, which I agree with that headline. Forget the politics aside for a second, but she's sticking to people who were dragging her down. It always was a bad omen. Always. But in his column, the column is pretty interesting in the New York Times. The column from Michael Goodwin, he says, if Mark Twain were alive now, he would be astonished at how the headlines over the email scandal rolling the president race are virtual repeats of the family's 1990s saga in power. The headlines are also an omen. A restoration of the Clinton presidency would be a restoration of the national and moral chaos they invariably created. They can't help themselves. They're corrupt and corruptors, the typhoid Mary of politics. This is, again, Michael Goodwin. He says, whether by nature or nurture, they are programmed to ruin friends, allies, institutions. All are stained by their touch. And always, the Clintons blamed somebody else. Now it's FBI Director James Comey's turn to embody their all-purpose boogeyman, the vast right-wing conspiracy. Somebody, sometimes everybody, is out to get them. Unfairly, of course. The victim card is a Clinton family heirloom, but there are major problems playing it over Comey's sudden reopening of the email probe. And he goes on to say, throughout his column, is that did Wiener have access to classified material? Was the computer ever hacked? Why didn't you turn over the computer to the FBI during their initial investigation? Did you lie to the FBI about having work-related emails on it? Crazy. And then, of course, he does add with this kicker. He says she could even hold her own press conference to answer questions and conclude by saying we've been as transparent as we can be and we're not afraid of a new investigation because we have nothing to hide. Now he says back to reality, Clinton reality, they won't do any of that. The potential downside is also huge. My guess is she fears the worst and may secretly subscribe to the idea that Comey wouldn't have acted in such a bold and controversial way without some conviction that he had stumbled on a potential bombshell. Oh, so there's a grenade floating around there, perhaps. We just don't know what that grenade is. Because who knows what's on Wiener's email? We don't know. And I think she has herself to blame because she stuck to the Huma Abedin train for so long. I mean, granted, it's her husband that's the moron, the idiot, etc., but still, guilty by association and a horrible association at that. Life is unfair, but if you're trying to run for the highest office in the land, you got to ditch yourself of that kind of potential danger. Here's what the headline said in the Philly Inquirer. Of course, Eagles fall to Cowboys in overtime. Prescott sparks a rally. That would be big because of that. And then they go to the election snafu with schedules, Trump and Clinton reveal strategy and style. Then they talk about Wiener's tale of self-destruction rocks the race for president and says similar things to what we've been talking about, that it is there is a chance Wiener, who not only could go to prison for 15 to 30 years himself, but also could really take down the tail end of this presidency. Did anybody nail the score? The Nail the Score game, the Cowboys and the Eagles. You'll find out next here on America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Another 650,000 emails.
Were found, and that is the biggest news.
And deplorable to coin.
I think we've got, hang with us, it's Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You heard just the 650,000 emails, we wanted to reemphasize it again. And I think we have Kellyanne Conway, too, his campaign manager. Here's what she had to say.
Phrase that Americans are now choosing between paying the rent, feeding their families, and keeping their health care.
Why doesn't she ask her...
All right, so you get the gist of that. She's saying that Kellyanne Conway is saying, why aren't we sticking to the health care? Why aren't we sticking to the fact that people can't afford anything, that we're stuck in this horrific situation? What is the problem? Why are we focused on everything else but that? Now, I agree with that. It's a... I think we're okay. At the mothership, they're desperately trying to help us there with the updates. So let me rephrase what you just heard. I think what you heard anyway is that you heard Kellyanne Conway talk about that it should be about all these other things, like health care, how outrageous the amount health care is going up, and not all the stuff in between. And I would agree, except for that, of course, tit for tat, after everything that happened with Donald Trump, now you have these Clinton emails. James Comey says the FBI has this warrant. It's a big deal. Everything that we know so far, and they're looking at this. So the arguments can roll through, but there's early voting. Early voting has been enormous. There are wall-to-wall people in many of the precincts that's being reported across the country, you know, depending on where we're talking about. So people want to go and go out and vote. So that's a good thing, that we may see this record turnout. What does it mean? We have an uncertain week ahead, that's for sure. And because this is a frantic, you know, final week of the race. Well, let's face it, you get into the following week and you're talking about voting. You're talking about Tuesday is it. And it's going to be a wild night here on America Tonight. We're going to have tons of updates, and we'll keep you posted on everything that we learn as we get closer, as we, of course, always do. So the FBI has the warrant. We'll see what they come up with Anthony Weiner's laptop in connection to the Clinton investigation. You have Harry Reid saying that, and other Democrats saying that James Comey might have violated federal law. You have Trump, as we emphasized here twice, saying that, you know, this is ridiculous, the amount of emails. And then also saying, when he gets off of that, that Clinton will let 650 million immigrants into the United States. And that is something that we can ill afford to support in this country. So while it's the mother load of emails, it's the wild Mad Hatter's race to the end of this thing. And I'll tell you, it is going to be a wild, smoking hot finish. There's no doubt about that. So Clinton says she's being victimized. Kellyanne Conway, who you heard just a tiny bit of her focusing on, like I said, the problems that people are having that are listening to shows like this one, also says she set off the chain of events and she can't escape them. And she is right about that. No matter what your politics are, it is very, very true. This path happened, I think, because of arrogance. Because why in the first place did they just not have the normal email procedure? It wouldn't have mattered. But instead, this is what happened. And by skipping protocol, they put themselves in this position. I mean, listen, the Clintons might have a lot of friends, but certainly, and this is how Washington rolls anyway, they absolutely have a ton of enemies as well. So when you have a ton of enemies, what happens? They want to do what they can to bring you down. So Donald Trump's campaign manager slams her for her response to the FBI. She's saying what's unprecedented, indeed unnecessary, is her having that private server in the first place. She's darn right. She set off the chain of events. She can't escape it. She's playing the victim. They're doing an all-out assault on the FBI director. And Kellyanne Conway says, I mean, really, shooting the messenger plus a full body slam all day yesterday? And she's right. I mean, it was Hillary Clinton and her staff that were so stupid to not, you know, do protocol. So now you're in this situation where these emails, and whether they're innocuous or not, it raises the red flag, and it's a softball. It certainly is. It's a softball to the Republicans. But all's fair, love, war, and politics, baby, and that's the thing. So that's what's been happening here, and that was part of the weekend conversation on the Sunday talk shows, the talking head shows. All right, I said that I would mention Nail the Score, and of course I will, because many of you play Nail the Score with us. We didn't have a winner this time. In overtime, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 29-23. Pete in Texas said 28-26. Grimm said Philly, 26-23. Of course, that didn't happen. You had a few others, like Dan, 31-27, but 29-23 was the final score. So once again, people surrounding it, but not quite hitting it. I mean, even I said Dallas, 27-18. Nobody nailed the score, needless to say. And here it was, another overtime game, which is just crazy and unbelievable. From London, they had an overtime game earlier in the day between the Bengals and Washington. They finished at 27 apiece. So the people in London, the crazy amount of people that came out, were treated to a tie. I don't get the whole tie thing, but that's the rules. If you don't finish in overtime, then it rolls to a tie. Did not happen. So there have been two ties so far in the NFL this season. Wow. Also, while you may have been sleeping, it's always sad to hear about these earthquakes. A 6.6 magnitude earthquake smashed into central Italy on Sunday morning, injured about 20 people, in the strongest tremor to hit the country in more than 3 decades, they say. The earthquake follows tremors last week and comes on the heels of a devastating quake in August, which we know killed nearly 300 people. You look at the devastation. I mean, these beautiful houses and pieces of history just smashed to the ground. And luckily, more people were saved rather than killed. And there's no immediate reports of deaths, but, you know, that can change. Part of that is because a lot of people hadn't come back since the devastating quake in August. But 200 aftershocks since Sunday's quake in the border area between the Umbria regions is crazy. Some villages are just cut off, so their impact can't be assessed. 15,000 people without electricity, and wow. The Basilica of San Benedetto in Norica, or Norica, it might be that, collapsed. So that's a huge deal. It's a big tourist area. Prime Minister says we're going to rebuild everything. People ran into the streets. 7:40 a.m. on Sunday. Rescuers got to people really, really super fast. They helped evacuate a group of nuns from a church, and these aftershocks kept hitting every 20 minutes or so. Wow. Like any other earthquake, you see it, and you see part of the buildings fallen down, and you see other parts of the town completely fine. So some people affected, some not affected. And that happens in earthquakes. My gosh, the roads, the cracks in the roads, freaky. I saw some tweets, some photos of what the roads look like, damaged because of the earthquake. Yeah, could have a little bit more could have swallowed up some cars. So they say that schools in Rome are going to be closed on Monday, so buildings can be surveyed for structural damage, just in case. A lot of buildings had minor damage from the series of earthquakes. So the quake was felt as far north as the Alps, as far south as Rome. That's like 56 miles away or so. And the metro had to be shut down. They want to make sure, and that's smart, survey the area. Look for those cracks. Make sure, because you get landslides sometimes when you have a lot of aftershocks, especially. Some people described it as they were in bed on a Sunday morning, sleeping in, and then they felt everything shake. But boy, a shift in a little direction here or there, and more people could have been in the path of this earthquake. The epicenter had strong jolts already, but it would have been that much worse. All right, hang with us. We're hitting the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like you're walking the glass. So good, so happens to fight. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, pieces of meat. But it makes no difference, cause it makes no difference.
Tail end of the show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, as always, I say, if you want to find us, send me an email, americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Lots of comments, obviously, about the emails, the election craziness that has ensued the last couple of weeks. So without further ado, let's check the mail. We start off with Harry, who's listening to us in the great state of Florida, and Harry says, boy, Kate, I'll tell you what, even if I was a Democrat, I just don't know how. I'm not crazy about Trump. I'm not. I think he's lame. I don't think he should represent the Republicans. I think people are full of crap when they call you and they say they just love Donald Trump because they loved, really, they loved other people that made more sense, like a Ted Cruz or a Ben Carson, but they're trying to put the stiff upper lip lip to it. I think it's ridiculous that we're going to elect Donald Trump, but it would be even more horrific, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, if we elected Hillary Clinton. I think the Clintons are so corrupt, and that this is just the last gasp. Okay, so now we're going to have another Clinton as president. And, of course, just all this drama over the emails. I think most of it is smoke, but it's stupid, and it shows the stupidity. Do you really want a president who just constantly won't really come clean on making mistakes? And then when they do, they're always big mistakes. So, yeah, do I like Trump? No, hell no. But Clinton is worse. And it's not a question of I don't like either, so I'm not going to vote. I'm going to vote for Trump. But I think it's crazy what happens with Hillary Clinton. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Donnie. And Donnie says, man, another gift wrapped for Donald Trump. No matter what he does to women, groping, grabbing, saying crude, obnoxious things, whatever it is, it doesn't matter because Hillary Clinton will always somehow find the way to screw it up. And this time it's for a guy who wants to expose himself in some way to 15-year-olds, allegedly. So give me a break. Anthony Weiner could bring down the whole Hillary Clinton house of cards. What a nightmare. What a ridiculous hunk of junk this whole election process has been. I think it's embarrassing, frankly, Kate. I don't get it. I know you say this, that we have smart people in this country. Why aren't they taking up the mantle and running for president, running for the highest office in the land? Somebody we can be proud of, for goodness sake. Yeah, it's too late for that. This is what you got. You got the him and her show, and that's it. So, you know, there is no other option except for a woman who's all about green and really getting no traction, and a guy who used to be somebody in New Mexico, but he doesn't know Aleppo, and he can't even name one foreign leader he likes. That doesn't bode well. Are you kidding me? Can't come up with one foreign leader, one, not one. I can ask my nephew, probably can come up with 10. He's a smart kid, but I mean off the cuff. And maybe I'm being facetious. At least one or two, for sure. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Patrick in North Carolina. Kate, I voted early, and it was crowded when I went to vote. I don't know about where you are or where most of the people are listening to the show. I know a lot of people listen to your show, and they download it, and I think it's terrific. And I just want to tell everyone, if you're early voting, don't think that it's going to be quickie lines, because a lot of them have been rather long, so give yourself enough time so that you don't run out of time and end up having to double back or, God forbid, not vote. I do like the I voted stickers. I think people should have pride in voting, even if we're not crazy about this candidate or that candidate. Bottom line is, and you say it all the time, Kate, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it's best to preserve our democracy, and let's just make it better, darn it. Let's just make the thing better. All right, I like that sentiment. Let's just make it better. Absolutely. Instead of just completely giving up. All right, how about this one? This one is from Sandra, and she says, Kate, I don't know about you, but did you check your health care lately? Mine is going to go sky high. I think it's just so outrageous. The middle is getting squeezed like nobody's business. So it's good that the pre-existing condition thing is happening, but to what end? We cannot afford to go to the doctors, and I fear that more people are staying away from the doctor for even things like physicals or blood tests or any of that because they can't afford it, because the bills are so sky high and their premiums are going to be a ridiculous amount. Oh, there's no question. We're getting screwed when it comes to premiums. Unless you work for a great company that is taking more water into the boat themselves, and you have decent coverage. But the decent coverage most people get still isn't the coverage it used to be. Remember, and these old days aren't that long ago, where you'd work for a company, and if they wanted you to take less money especially, you'd hear this line, oh, the bennies are great, the benefits are great. But you know what? You got on the health plan, no big deal. You went to the doctors, cost the song, no matter what it was you were getting, right? Not really. You weren't worried about it. You knew you had coverage. If you didn't understand everything on the coverage, it was okay because you figured it out. You went to the doctor you liked, you knew, and it wasn't a problem. Now you got to figure that eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing, out. Whether you can really go to the doctor of your choice or no, you got to find whoever it is on this crazy quagmire of a list. But I think the biggest thing is the fact that the premiums are so high. So whether you're healthy, whether you have conditions, little conditions, or whatever the condition is, the condition of healthcare is appalling, is what it is. How do we live in a country like the country that we live in, and we have third world health coverage? It doesn't make any sense to me. It never has. Since this whole argument started over healthcare, it made no sense. And then when the Democrats ramrodded a hunk of crap bill through, I mean, what do you think people are going to say? And I get it. So always what was told to me when we'd go to Washington by Democrats and others who pushed the bill forward is, listen, it's taken so crazy long to even get anything through. The idea is we did the best we could, we get it through, and then we figure it out. Really? Well, they forgot to figure it out. So how many years does it take to figure it out while everybody else is paying these outrageous premiums? That's the deal. All right, how about this? This one is from Roger, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. You might, I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you see that they're having a wild, wild battle over solar panels in Florida? I know this goes to that the whole green wars that people don't talk about too much. And I live in Florida, so it's being portrayed a lot on the tube. And voters here are going to consider a constitutional amendment about rooftop solar energy systems. And, of course, Florida is a battleground state that could decide the presidential election. But the ballot question would add a new amendment to the state's constitution backed by electric utilities that supporters say would protect the rights of homeowners and businesses to buy or rent rooftop solar panels and the right of the local or state government officials to regulate the industry, including through consumer protections. Wow. I mean, you know what? I have family in Florida, so I did know this was happening, but the ballot question that people are answering is a very, very big one. Because, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, this is a huge market in the United States, right? So utilities are trying to kind of pull a trick, right? So the solar industry and environmentalists are teaming up against the ballot question, and it's become a wild tug of war. Solar advocates fear that the Florida ballot measure could create a playbook that utilities could use nationwide to fight rooftop solar panels. All right, who's affording these solar panels? So there's my first question on that one. Hey, thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.